what I found the biggest reason for failure was there's no one person responsible, right? Was it the bad product that was sourced? Was it the page is not too good? Was it the ads that are not good? What is the problem? And more importantly, who's going to solve this problem and thus make sure it comes and succeeds?
This is the Aaron Cordovez Show.
I've been going through a huge reorganization in our company right now. And I'm going to talk about what I looked into and what we're doing as a change and how that could change potentially your org structure, your org chart, your whatever you use, because we're going through a massive change that I believe will result in a huge growth over the next few years. The first off is what the problem was. So we had our, you know, design section in one area, you had the sales for Amazon in one area, then you had like product sourcing in another area. And these areas, they kind of represent product, right? Page and promotion, which I talk about the three P's. These are the three P's. The product is the first P. The page is the next one, which is what your Amazon thing looks like. And then the promotion is the last section. Those are the only three things you need to make a product sell. That's it. But the problem is they were not so connected. So the product person and the person running the promotions, the ads, are not fully aligned. And then the page itself is not fully aligned. There's no one in charge. Essentially, we've had products where our success ratio of products succeeding to failure was too low for my liking. I want to say a year and a half ago or something, I reviewed a lot of products, and I believe our profitable launch percentage was something like 15%. Now, I've heard as a rumor, Procter & Gamble has like a launch success ratio of like 3% or something, 2%. I don't know if that's actually true. I just heard it. It could be a total lie, and I tried to look it up, and I couldn't. Regardless, even if they have that, I don't want to have that, okay? I'd like to have it more successful. So what I found the biggest reason for failure was there's no one person responsible, right? Was it the bad product that was sourced? Was it the page is not too good? Was it the ads that are not good? Is it the old campaign? Like, what is the problem? And more importantly, who's going to solve this problem and thus make sure it comes and succeeds? Now, even if the KPIs or the statistics for each area is, let's say, the profit or sales of that product, they may not have the tools to go and change it. So the person that's in sourcing, they source the product, they may not know anything about the ads. And then, so even if they know it, the ads need to be improved, they don't go in there and change it because they can't, it's not in their area, they haven't been trained. I mean, there's so many reasons. And so finding that there's no one really responsible, I said, okay, we're going to make people responsible. And we knew this also for a while, because for over 1,000 products, having, let's say, two people in sales or three people, or, you know, two people and then two people overseas or whatever, some amount, it's not enough to get to all the products. So how, we've known that, but it's also, how do you just throw people in there? Where do you throw the designers? You throw, oh, so confusing. So the system that I'm putting in place for Zulai is, or the team, it's not just me. There is a category manager. Now, this system is not a new system. There are many companies that use this. Actually, factories in China use it. Publicly traded companies use this. This is how it is in a lot of places. Okay, there is a brand manager or category manager, right? In our case, it's category because we have one brand, right? Or one main brand. And then there are different categories, right? So we have like a coffee category. We have like the gadget category. You might have like the dinnerware category. You have a person assigned, and that person is responsible for the product. So they're in the sourcing, they're changing the product, they're making modifications of the product, making new product. The page, so that's the images, the titles, the bullet points, A+ content, all that. And then promotion that is going to include all the influencers, that's going to include all the Amazon ads, it's going to include external ads, Google ads, Facebook ads. Now, that's a huge responsibility. But the point is, that's where I started, right? I was the only manager, brand manager for Zulai for the first, whatever, up to $9 million or so. And then started giving people things. But when I gave it to other people, I didn't give them similar responsibilities that I had, which was I could change the product. I can say, I can't make this product sell. I'm going to move to another product, or I'm going to do different ads, or I'm going to change the listing, or I'm going to get new photos, or I'm going to make a variation to that product. I had all these tools available, because you can look at it as responsibilities, but you can also look at it as your options. I have options to change it. So if I want to increase this sales of this company, I can pick which products and I can modify it in any way that I feel fit. So as we expand it more and more, a lot of the holes that have been showing up is because the person does not have the tools. The salesperson cannot go change a variation. They can make a suggestion in this, but it gets slow. And the person who's doing the product sourcing doesn't have the full understanding of the ads. They also don't really know the design aspect. There's too much disconnect. The big objection is like, hey, that's a lot for one person and whatever. That's kind of like what, you know, might come up. But that's what it takes. It doesn't really matter, you know, what someone, I don't know, thinks should be done or what's comfortable. It's like, what does it take to get a product to really succeed? What takes a person who's in charge of that product fully, that's going to do all the steps, right, from A to Z, everything about it, and they can do it's called debugging. They could find out what is the bug, what's the issue, what is the problem, what the solving and resolving the issues that are stopping that product from going forward. And with these category managers, we are finding a lot more initiative, a lot more excitement, because the person can change anything on that. They have way more tools available. So that's the change we've been doing at Zulai. I do think it's massively important. And a lot of times in smaller companies, in the way that happened earlier, I was really the brand manager for the whole brand. And so I was using, let's say, a sourcing person. Hey, help me source this. I was using the designers. Hey, I want this thing to look like this. Hey, and I ran the ads. Actually, I ran the ads for a while just myself. And then I got one person with the ads. But I was actually doing that for a large portion. And then we ran into a ceiling where I could no longer do that anymore. It was too many products, too much. And I stopped. But then when I stopped, no one else really stepped in because there was no person that was even given that responsibility. So anyway, I find this change to be exciting. I think there's going to be massive changes in our company. And I really recommend that if you are a business owner, you're going to wear that hat. You're going to do that function, which is going to be, you're in charge of the product, you're in charge of the design, you're in charge of the ads. And really, until you can get to a good amount, none of these things you should delegate. You can delegate other things. You can delegate shipments, you can delegate customer service, you can delegate anything else. But these three things are the most important pieces in your e-commerce, Amazon-focused brand. And as you get better, and as you have more products and you have expansion, put a category manager that's going to be able to do these three things. And yes, can they have incentives? Yes. Can they be paid well? Yes. All these things, because there are a lot of things to do. But I would say if you have that missing position, you'll run into trouble like I ran into trouble. That would be my guess. So I wanted to share that because really I've been living this thing for, I don't know, over a month, reviewing. And the training that I've been building, which is doing the whole thing from zero again, it brought to light again, like, listen, I am doing all the parts so I can think with all these pieces. And so this training is what I believe is going to be that brand or category manager training where they can do all of it. And that's what I'm building, because I believe these people, when they learn these skills, can make the products of the future and change the way that we do things in society with better products. All right, peace.